Okay, good afternoon. It is just after 1 on June 8th. My name's Julie Fedorchak. I am the chair of the Public Service Commission. We're gathered on the 12th floor of our of the State Capitol in our commission hearing room for an informal on case number PU-22-158. This is an application by Air Voice Wireless LLC to be received the designated eligible carrier status. I do not have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugenhofer, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. This is a telecom issue. It is in the telecom portfolios area, and that's Commissioner Christman. So I'm going to turn it over to him shortly, but I think before we do that, we'll go ahead and get everybody's name on the record. We'll have staff and then the company introduce themselves. And then we will go to the portfolio holder to kick off the substance of the meeting. And then we'll also just say that this is an informal, which assumes that there's no issues that we'll be talking about that the parties disagree on. If issues that are disagreed on come to the forefront during this discussion, then we will always have the opportunity to stop this informal and move into a more formal hearing down the road. So with that, we'll turn over to Victor Shook in the room for his introduction.
Sure. Victor Shook with PSC staff.
Robert Frank with PSC staff.
All right. And then for the record from the company, would you want to introduce yourself now? And then we'll get back to you in a minute.
Hello. This is Henry Doe, and I am the CEO of Air Voice Wireless.
Thank you, Henry. Anybody else from your company today talking?
We have the legal counsel, Mr. Stanhart, will be here with us as well.
Lance Stanhart?
Lance.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Lance Stanhart, the attorney for Air Voice Wireless.
Okay, very good. Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
All right, with that, I'll turn over to Commissioner Christman.
The only opening I would have is to welcome you both, and I guess I would just look forward to your presentation. But I'm sorry, Henry, I didn't catch your last name, and so could you give us that again and spell it, please?
Sure. Thank you. My name is Henry Doe, a D-O.
Oh, okay. Well, again, thanks for being here, and why don't you just give us an explanation of what your plans are as far as entering North Dakota as a lifeline carrier?
Yes, so we are
Excuse me.
Lifeline carriers. I'm sorry.
Really quickly, Henry and Lance, is it possible for you guys to use your video option, or are you not in a location where you can do that?
I'm so sorry. I got out into the area. It's not in the office, but I can turn my video on if it's
if it's not a good setting, that's fine. We were just, if you were at a desk and sitting, sometimes people just kind of forget to turn their cameras on. So not a big deal.
I think I think I can turn it on, and hopefully it doesn't look blurry.
If you're on your phone, that's not always the easiest either. So,
right. I am on my phone.
Okay, I think you can skip it.
Just the audio will be fine.
Yep.
Oh, thank you so much. And again, my name is Henry Doe, and I am the owner and CEO of Air Voice Wireless. And Air Voice Wireless application to the state to be designated as ETC. So we can provide wireless lifeline service to the people in the state. And our plan is to what we have been doing in other states, and we will be doing there, is we will reach out to the subscriber by a number of ways, social media, Facebook, Google, And then we also do radio, TV, advertising, and to reach out to the subscriber. And then we also provide a very sophisticated website, online enrollments for subscribers to come and enroll the service. And what we are offering, we offer unlimited talk, text, and data, based on a certain setting. And we also provide the subscriber with a free either smartphones, iPhones, or Galaxy, or any other models we have in stock. And then also we also offer the subscriber there the opportunity to sign up for a tablet, and subject to FCC requirements, like paying copay $10 and 1 cent, and then also some advanced tablets that will require customer to pay up to $49 copay to have a really nice and very advanced tablet. That's what we are going to do in the state. I think that will be the way we do. And also, besides that, we will, right now we don't anticipate to doing in-person enrollments in the state, but everything should be initially, everything should be online, and customer can go again, go into the website to pick out the plans, pick out the phones, pick out the device at their options. And then they can enroll. And then over here in our headquarters in Houston, we can turn around and fulfill and ship the device along with the activation kits out to the subscriber within 2 business days. And that's what we are planning to do in the state. Thank you. If you have any other questions, please let me know so I can explain or answer further.
Yeah, commissioners, this is Lance Steinhardt. I was going to make a presentation. I mean, Mr. Doe did fine. I could present some more. One thing I'd like to clarify is the service offering. You stated that it was unlimited talk, text, and data. There's different levels of plans. The basic plan, which would be non-tribal, lifeline only, the customer would get 1,000 voice minutes, unlimited text messages, and 4 gigs of data. And that would be the net cost of zero after application of the lifeline support. Customers that elect to receive ACP benefits in addition to Lifeline, which is the affordable connectivity program that Congress enacted and designated $14.2 billion to make broadband available to needy consumers. If they elect to do Lifeline with ACP, they would have unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 15 gigs of data after application of both the Lifeline and ACP support. To the extent that there's any residents of federally recognized tribal lands that qualify, then they would receive unlimited voice, unlimited text, and unlimited data at no cost after application of the various support mechanisms. In addition, for participants in the lower tier, basically Lifeline, they can purchase additional minutes or data several ways, either on the website or through toll-free number, et cetera.
So what states are you already offering services in?
The company, let me give a little history. Mr. Doe purchased AirVoice. The transaction closed December 31 of 2021. Prior to that time, AirVoice was approved as an ETC and providing service in 10 states. Let me give me 1 second to Those states are California, Kentucky, Michigan, Mississippi, New York, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Wisconsin. Around the end of March, we were engaged by Mr. Doe to obtain lifeline designation in the rest of the states that were not covered under the jurisdiction of the FCC. We've currently received approvals from Colorado, Georgia, Maryland, Missouri, Rhode Island, West Virginia, and Wyoming. We expect to have at least 10 more approvals by the end of this month. We applied for a total of 32 additional jurisdictions. As far as providing service, I know they're in the 10 initial states. Most of these new, not most of them, all these new designations were very recent. I think they've kicked off in a couple of states. Mr. Doe would probably know. But if they haven't, they're in the process of obtaining SAC codes, et cetera, to go ahead and start service. I think the plan is to do it in 30 days or less after designation in each state.
Well, in this, is your customer total proprietary, or can you share that with us?
The Lifeline customer total is publicly available. I believe it's, well, Henry, do you know the current total Lifeline customers?
The current total Lifeline customer we have on Airvoy is right around 85,000 subscribers. No, I'm sorry. That will be confusing with the other carriers.
He has two
others. I don't have an exact, but I think that. I see it here. Oh, right around 70,000 subscribers.
70,000?
Yes.
Okay.
And most of them are in the combinations of Lifeline and ACB, but they are Lifeline subscribers.
So have you researched like any statistics on the number of North Dakotans that would even qualify for Lifeline?
There is some data out there, and which we have access to. And if you give me a second, I could give you the number of.
Oh no, I don't need you to dig it up. I'm wondering if you know though, or you know, not off the top of your head.
All the states have a lot of qualified consumers who do not subscribe to Lifeline, and that's. Hopefully it will change. I mean, I think the national average is probably less than 50%. So there's a lot of people out there who do qualify who are not being reached by the carriers.
So here's one of my concerns, and you know, it's not a direct question. I'd just like your thoughts on it. Because I don't have fresh statistics in front of me either, but we don't have a real large population percentage that qualifies for Lifeline only. And we start out as a low population state, only about 750,000 inhabitants. And so that pool isn't that big. And it seems like year after year, we continue to have companies such as yourself that I'm not familiar with come in and request ETC status and going to resell services of existing providers and really reach out and catch all these people that are desperately needing phone service. And it doesn't seem like anybody does that much with it or ever acquires that many customers. And we just keep adding these to the list of approved Lifeline carriers, and I don't see that much happening. So I'm wondering what it is that you feel will distinguish you from all of the others that we have granted.
I'm sorry, I got thrown off there for a minute. I just disconnected back on.
Yes, I think that I think in order to answer the question that how we distinguish our between us and other provider is, as you know, we run a handset distribution company, and we have we are one of the largest the handsets distribution company in the U.S. We have very large amount of inventory in stock, tablets, all about mobile devices, handset, tablets, hotspots, and cell phones that we can use to support the program. Besides that,
I don't know if you can hear me. This is Lance Steinhardt. I can't hear anything right now.
We can hear you, Lance, although I think we're getting some background noise from you.
He can't hear us. It doesn't sound like.
Let's see if I can send him a message.
Wow. The system seems to work well.
Well, Henry or Mr. Doe, I think we're just waiting a moment to see if Lance can get hooked back in again.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Ask him to text him, Tom. We heard him.
Maybe you could text Mr. Steinhardt and let him know that we hear him, but he just doesn't seem to be hearing us.
I do. I did. I just sent him a text.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
I just called in with my phone. I apologize. I'm not sure what happened here.
He must be on his other one still, too. Is that why?
Hello? Is that better?
Say a little bit more. First, you're echoing, but I think it's resolved itself.
Yeah, well, I turned off the computer. I didn't have any volume on the computer. Can you hear me okay now?
Yep, you're in good shape now.
Not sure what happened. I'm a telecom lawyer, not an engineer.
So, I was surprised, Mr. Doe, by your statement that you're the largest handset distribution company in the U.S. And I'm also not an engineer. Nor am I in sales. But, you know, I would have thought that that would be, I don't know, Walmart or Verizon or AT&T or something like that, not AirVoice Wireless. So through whom or how are you distributing that many handsets?
Well, we have been in the business in the last 14, 15 years. And what we do, we work with the big carriers like AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and we buy all the handsets back from them. We call the secondary market handsets. We bring them in, we process them, we work on the software with data clear, and we reclassify them, and we get them ready for retail ready, and then we resupply the phones, the device back to even those big carriers in a certain channels, wholesale channels, and then we also distribute and supply phone to the a lot of rural carriers in America and South America, and we also sell the device all around the world. Because of the access of the device availability, we have absolute advantage on that. And also in Lifeline nowadays, because of FCC change and the reimbursement is only $925, there are numbers of ETC or carrier don't participate or don't offer in 925 states. We call 925 states. But we do because we work directly with T-Mobile and AT&T for the airtime, and along with the handset and the logistic distribution channel setup that we have for ourselves, then we are in very efficient. That's how we can offer the service to the residents, such as residents of state of North Dakota.
I was just going to add, it's not AirVoice, it's HTH Communications, a handset distributor.
Yes. Yeah, HTH Communications. So I am the owner of both AirVoice Wireless and HTH Communications. Mm-hmm. So besides that, we own our software. We have an in-house software development team, and we do almost everything in-house, and we keep our costs very low, and we have the access of very favorable airtime costs and then also handset, and that's how we are able to offer the service to low-income subscribers nationwide in all the states that we are designated. Besides that, we also, because of new FCC ACP program come out, and we have learned a lot of low-income subscribers. They are qualified for both ACP and then also Lifeline. With that, we combine the service, and we offer a subscriber with a better package where they can receive a free really good device and service, the airtime service and the airtime and data service every month. And that is how we are able to do, and that how we can distinguish ourselves among, competitors out there, other providers.
And this is Lance Steinhardt. If I could just comment for a second, I know before I got cut off, you were asking about other companies that come to North Dakota, that the population is low and there's not a lot of activity there. I think you'll find that over the last few years, probably 90% of new enrollments in Lifeline were coming out of the state of California, because they have two things nobody else had. They had $14 and change in state support and a $39 connection fee. So most people, as Henry was stating, were staying out in 925 states. However, based upon his particular model, he has access to handsets, he has direct deals with AT&T and T-Mobile, does a lot of stuff in-house. And the other thing he did mention was they don't plan on doing in-person enrollment, which is, one, costly. Two, in-person enrollment tends to just be in high population centers because it's not worth the agent's time to go out to different areas to sell. And further, with waste, fraud, and abuse being on the high topic for the FCC the last few years, by not having the so-called boots on the streets, the in-person enrollment, that really cuts down almost entirely any possibility for fraud or abuse. So
yeah,
this business plan is different than your average Lifeline distributor.
Yeah, so the acquisition of the customer is we are the only one.
We seem to be getting some background noise. Is there a way you can quiet that down?
I'm sorry.
Pounding sound.
I'm sorry. So we are the one, the only ones, or most likely the only ones are able and do have the software, the technology to enroll customer online entirely, completely. So that is a big difference. Where if other companies, the providers, they have to use agent or storefront or other means to enroll customer besides online, it's become almost impossible for them to do because the cost is way so high. And we are the one who has online enrollment platform, which we enroll many subscribers every day. And that's what we will be using to enroll subscriber in the state.
So, I'm just curious how most of your customers come to you. They're enrolling online because they don't have a telephone. Like, if they don't have a telephone or can't afford electronics, how do they find out about you on social media and enroll online?
Based on our, yes, thank you. And based on our statistics and information, we realize that a lot of people enroll online not because they are, they a lot of them are still have access to computer at work, at school, and some other places. And when they see the ad on social media, they enroll, they do the enrollments online at a time, and then and on and on. And then also, a lot of them, even in the families, they are not qualified. They don't have a multiple cell phone lines, but most of them have a cell phone line, maybe at least one. And then they can use that to enroll, register and enroll for new service with us. That's how we see.
Well, thank you. I don't have any more questions right now. I'll see if the other commissioners or staff do.
So what happens right now if customers go out and try to enroll from North Dakota? Are you providing any service at all in our state?
Oh, I'm not so sure, 100% sure, but I do believe we do offer the ACB service over there. We do enroll customer under ACB program.
Okay. And tell me what that stands for again, American...
Affordable Connectivity Program.
Affordable Connectivity
Program. There was something called the EBB. It started June 1 of last year, Emergency Broadband Benefit. And then it was replaced by the Affordable Connectivity Program on the first of the year.
All right.
And it was part of the COVID package.
Sure. And you don't have to be... an ETC designated carrier to do the ACB?
That's
no, you do not. You have to be approved by USAC and the FCC for the ACB program.
I see.
You don't have to be a Lifeline carrier. And his Air Voice is approved throughout the United States as an ACB provider.
Got it. And
all 50 states in DC and Puerto Rico.
Okay. The Lifeline designation is the only reason you're here before us for this designation, right? Because you
that is correct.
Yeah. Okay. And you'll offer it statewide, or is there only certain areas?
They'll offer it. I believe they're restricted to non-rural. And I mean, that's part of the certification we made with the commission. But basically, it's where AT&T and or T-Mobile has coverage. And the determination between the two carriers depends upon the signal at the service address.
I see.
So they do have access to both AT&T and T-Mobile, which is pretty unusual. There's not many people in this business that have contracts with AT&T. There's a handful.
Yeah, this is Victor with staff. For clarification, the company is requesting to be designated statewide, including rural, non-rural, and tribal.
Right. Okay.
And that's validated in their Exhibit 3? I mean, this is the request coverage area?
Right. So that listing would be the all of the zip codes throughout the state, and it's an exhaustive list that I wasn't real excited to go through, so I did clarify that as a question with the company in their response. They said they are listing the entire state.
Okay. All right. I don't have any more questions, Randy. Or Sherry, any more questions from you?
If I heard correctly, you were talking about the resources that are available, immediate resources, as far as tablets, phone, et cetera. Where do you get your supply from?
Yes, we are getting the supply from the big carriers, just like I described earlier. We have a direct relationship with T-Mobile, Verizon, and some other carriers, smaller carriers, that we can buy all the devices. Back, they call, you know, in the big carriers, they have the 50-day returns, and consumers come into their store, activate the service, and they have a 14-day, 15-day return. If customer, for some reason, they are not happy with the service, they can come back and return the device at no charge and no obligations. And those devices, along with the device that customer trade in, exchange for newer model, newer device, and warranty device, so all the carriers, they got back and hundreds of thousand devices a month. And then they process them in the distribution center and they put on the auctions. And we are only about of a handful of the qualified buyers to those carriers to buy back, and we participate on the auction to buy bulk, like 10 of thousand or even 100 of thousand devices per auction. We bring them in, we re-engineering them, we do all the works and get them retail ready, and we redistribute a supply to rural carriers, smaller carriers, MVNOs, and then of course now we are using a certain portion of the devices to use for our LifeRide programs. And that's how we get our phones from.
It, along with your tablets?
Yes. Yeah. We talk in the auctions, in the mobile device, we call anything with like a internet of thing device, tablet, hotspot, cell phones, all the mobile devices there, and we have them all.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, Victor.
Okay, I just have a couple kind of clarifying things. I don't have questions, just want to kind of state a few things. So AirVoice is registered with the North Dakota Secretary of State's office, is in good standing with them. They have filed, we generally require a certification to order provisions document. They have agreed to everything fully and filed a signed copy of that. I have no kind of additional concerns with the company, or I guess in my review, I didn't find anything of particular concern. They're based out of Michigan is where their corporation is registered, and I don't see any problems in the state of Michigan either with their registration, so I am comfortable with their application.
All right. Hey.
Rob?
I don't think that we have anything... any more questions on our end? Is there any additional information on your end, Mr. Doe or Lance?
I think I don't have any more information to provide the staff and you, the owner.
Okay. Then
yeah,
just...
I would just say that I feel that the company has met the statutory
requirements, the FCC and the state. I think it'll clearly be in the public interest to have a company like AirVoice providing lifeline service in the state of North Dakota. And if there's anything else we can provide to you, we will. And we're confident we should get a designation, hope we do, and get to serve the great people of the state of North Dakota. And we thank you for your time today.
All right, thank you. One last formality. Do either of the parties object to the application and all the information discussed today, including the recording of this hearing, being part of the official record on which we will base our decision? Mr. Steinhardt?
No, we have no objection. Thank you.
Okay.
No objection from staff.
All right, then that's what we will do. I don't see any other outstanding issues. So thank you both for your time today. I think this informal meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.